But I'm going to bring in Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. You've done a lot of reporting on this. I know it's been quite a day for you. But I got to ask you this. The Phillies are located in Pennsylvania. They're playing games against the Marlins. They're going to have the Tampa Bay Rays come in. They're playing games against the Atlanta Braves. I mean, in a lot of ways, I think they might be playing more games against Florida teams than Pittsburgh. So can you kind of explain why it's okay for the Phillies to do it, but it's not okay for the Jays to do it?
Yeah, this is a tough one to explain because I don't completely understand it myself. The reasoning they gave was something like what you guys are describing, saying, you know, visitors here and too many visitors or whatever pose a greater risk. Okay, well, by that logic, then we shouldn't be playing at all, is the way I look at this. And, you know, the Jays going to Florida or anybody going to Florida, like there's an increased risk of that happening. I also thought that Major League Baseball teams and everything around here, you put in health and safety protocols to sort of mitigate that, deal with it. So I guess what they're saying, this is the best I can interpret it, is that they have those put in place to deal with a home team and a visiting team, and that they're worried about the sort of infrastructure here and being able to handle two home teams and multiple visiting teams,
right.
Even though they wouldn't be in the same place, just the amount of foot traffic.
I guess. That makes as much sense as anything, Jason. Was there any kind of public pushback in terms of about the Jays playing there on for public health reasons?
Well,
was there any discussion around it?
There was certainly discussion around it, but I can tell you that the probably overriding sentiment here is that people thought it was really cool. I mean, there was certainly a group that recognized the increased risk, but I mean, we're not talking about playing games at PNC Park that are filled with 35,000 fans, even when the Pirates aren't here. I mean, you're talking about having another set of, 75 people, and you have people in and out of a ballpark and whatever. And, you know, these same people are not going to come in and out of a ballpark and then, you know, go walk around and spitting and wiping their hands on things. I wouldn't think so. So, you know, there's some concern here. But again, if these protocols are safe and you believe so heartily in them and they're sort of like above the law in a way where, you know, here Pittsburgh is located in, Allegheny County is the closest sort of set of jurisdictions, whatever you want to call it around here. But, we've seen a spike in cases and they've made some different rules and you aren't able to do certain things. And, you know, one of them was a mask wearing edict at one point, and the Pirates were able to sort of be above that because of these health and safety protocols. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if you believe so heartily in these things, like why don't they work no matter what? You're all of a sudden telling me they work with one team, but they don't work with two. I don't understand where that line is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on here. I mean, the one thing I did think of is, you know, we've heard some states make noise about possibly opening stadiums to a limited number of fans. You know, I think the Indianapolis 500, Stephen, is going to have 25%.
They're hoping that's their
plan. They're hoping at 25%. I wonder if maybe part of the concern here is that, look, if, you know, you have to look ahead as much as you can. And you know, could the state of Pennsylvania be thinking, look, what happens if, what happens? We're all playing the what happens game. But what happens if we decide we're going to open stadiums at the end of September for limited amounts for our teams? And, you know, the Jays, they're in the playoffs or something like that. Now we're faced with a situation where we are allowing more people. You know, we are increasing the likelihood that people are going of greater foot traffic. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. It's the only thing I can think of is not having that extra team there kind of allows you to control whatever narrative you need to control at some point. It's the only thing I can think
of. Yeah, I guess I get that. But at the same time, if we're going to present a scenario where the Blue Jays wind up in the playoffs and maybe COVID cases around here are not so good, go play somewhere else. Go find another home.
Yeah.
By then, you should have plenty of time to relocate, find a facility. Like, here we are a couple days before the start of a season. And, you know, theoretically, we're doing okay, relatively speaking. I wouldn't say things are great, but they're not, you know, it's not Chicago or something like that or, you know, some other you know, it's not Florida or Arizona. I mean, we're doing okay. And it's manageable. I think we're seeing that. And, you know, the sad part is, like, you know, I'm looking out the window and you can basically see the gigantic casino here that's allowed to remain open. And I don't understand the logic by we can have a casino here and that's fine. You know, people aren't going to get coronavirus in that situation. But if we bring another baseball team here, all of a sudden we're jeopardizing safety. We're jeopardizing safety over there. It's just we're going to look the other way because it creates money.
How did this, you know, like it, last night, obviously, there are a lot of people who are very confident that this was going to happen. How did it come apart, Jason? Where was the, you know, were people assuming things about what the government or the health authorities were going to do there? Or did something change?
I'm not sure. And I certainly don't want to knock Hazel's reporting or anything like that. Nothing I say, please don't take it that way. But like, I feel like there was a piece missing here. Either whoever said that Major League Baseball has informed the Blue Jays, like, is there a second sentence there? They informed the Blue Jays that Pittsburgh would be their home pending approval of the Pennsylvania government? Or did Major League Baseball do this and did they not know that they had to get approval from the Pennsylvania government? I don't know. Did they say what they did and they just sort of, they thought it would be easy and that Pennsylvania was going to approve? I know, like, you know, I woke up this morning and saw a lot of this stuff and then got in touch with some of my Pirates people and tried to get a read on it. And what I got was, this isn't done. It needs approved by Governor Wolf's office. And at the same time, the sentiment at that point was that they expected it to go through. You know, there's one set of protocols in place. They don't see a problem with, you know, doing it for another team. It's basically like doing the same thing you're doing twice. And so it was a bit of a shock that it got shot down. And I don't know what was conveyed to the Blue Jays. I don't know if there was something missing there. But I do know that, you know, it seemed like somebody maybe jumped the shark with, you know, regarding approval from the Pennsylvania government.
Hey, Jason, it was really good to join us today. Again, I know it's been a hectic day for you. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.